Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Betches Media presents At Betches, a podcast hosted by Betches co-founders Jordana Abraham, Sammy Sage, and me, Aileen Drexler. We talk about it all, from the latest celeb drama to the best movies and TV shows out now. We share all of our thoughts, even the unpopular ones. Welcome to our pop culture group chat. Hello, and welcome back to the At Betches podcast. I'm Aileen.
And I'm Sammy, and Jordana is out today because she is doing, you'll never guess what, moving. So we are instead joined by the interchangeable Jay, Jared Freed. You know him. You love him. He is back, and he has a Netflix special in 5 days, so no one freak out too much. Welcome,
Thank
Jared.
Thank you so much for having me. It feels like a throwback to our DST days, to coming on and yelling about
good
food
times
and all that stuff, but it's
we
great.
We can yell about food here.
I think we're gonna. I'm hungover.
Good.
And I ate an order. I wanted to read you my order from Postmates, which it's incredibly hard
Postmates.
To find. I don't know why I chose Postmates. I don't know what mindset I was in. I go
know
around the
was still in business.
Why would
right,
you
I go around the
Postmates when Uber One is good as gold?
Is it good?
He doesn't get it.
I don't need to know the better ordering. I don't need to know the app that gets me the food quicker because I am, and again, you know this is a topic on the special. I can't shut up. I haven't improved at all since the special taping. I'm still eating at night. I'm still ordering. Like, I just think the orders are like, what was I thinking? Like, and it's hard to find your order on Postmates because I think they want it that way. Every time I clicked, like, the order, it just kept going, Reorder? Like, no, I don't want three sandwiches at noon the next day after. Like, in what world would I reorder this?
What did you order?
Bagel with lox. No
Yum.
Cream cheese, just bagel with lox.
You thought you were going to save the cream
like,
cheese calories?
Like, separately?
Right,
like,
it just says bagel and lox. I not even a type of bagel. Like, this is literally just put something in me is what
this
I was basically saying.
This is last night?
This is 12:16 a.m.
Interesting.
Dateline.
So you don't.
I went out to dinner. This is a post-dinner dinner. I went out to dinner with a friend, and then we had drinks at the bar after dinner, and then he literally was like, I have to go. And I should have just been like, yeah, this is the night's over. Like, what are you doing, Jared? Like, this is. And I don't know what. Do you guys ever do this? I think women do much more like friend dinners. I as a man, we don't do this a lot. Okay. It was actually bizarre for me to go on a friend dinner. Like I was like literally going, and it was very nice. I actually had never met this guy other than like we, you know, social media and whatever.
Oh, you were
so
networking.
Yeah.
It did feel networky, but it was, you know, we got along very well.
It used to be called networking, but really now it's just like relationship having.
Relationship right. building. Wait, Jared, yeah. I love that you said that nothing's changed since recording your special. I'm pretty sure that our first DST episode that we recorded in 2018, literally, it was the same story.
Wasn't the story from DST the thing that went in the special?
Yeah, I think it might have been.
I don't want to just spoil it for anyone.
We won't spoil it. But
creeping from the pool house? Like, I still remember it.
That, oh my God, that was from the DST episode. Because I worked on that joke for years. And then I never could figure out what to do with it. And then I ended up, and what happens is with stand-up is like, sometimes it's a good joke, but not a good joke for now. You know, like you have a story to tell, but you're like not ready to tell it yet. And
yes.
So if people watch the special, I want you to go 37 and Single. It's on Netflix. We made it together. Like this is like all
it's
good
on my calendar.
Vibes, right? Okay. Like Betches, we came together. Like you guys, like it's like, it really feels like a life moment. It feels like everything was supposed to happen the way it happened. It's very weird to me, and I'm getting chills. Like, every day I get these emotional chills of, like, how, like, I feel undeserving, but I know I deserve it. I know we deserve it. You know, like, I go back and forth. Like, and I think it's a millennial thing. I think we all understand that feeling. Like, I was at in Stamford, Connecticut. I was doing shows. And the room was, like, basically full. Not sold out, but, like, basically full. And, like, it was all fun people. And it was all, like, people who like what we do in this universe. The BCU, the Betches Cinematic Universe. And
trademark that.
Trademark it. Get a t-shirt. So... And I was like, what a wonderful time. Like, what it, like, eat it up. Like, and then immediately I had this thought of, like, is this real? Like, I was just like, I can't believe this is happening.
The special is coming and we're excited.
So when I told this story to you guys of, like, getting locked out of the house because I'm trying to eat, like, everything you do happens for a reason and everything happens for the best. Like, even getting locked out of the house was supposed to happen. Then we were supposed to talk about it on a podcast. And then years later, I try to go to a McDonald's to eat drunk. And I'm like, and now I have this like 10-minute story and it's at the end of the special. If you watch, you can see the story, how it became a stand-up bit. And it's at the end. So this is a good way to get people to watch the whole thing or, you know, whatever. And then at the end, I put hidden cameras in the green room. I don't know if you guys know this.
Oh, we watched it. We've seen the special, special.
Isn't it funny to see like the ending with my parents, like after I've just talked about it?
No, don't ruin it.
Oh, no, I'm not ruining it. You just make sure you watch the credits of my parents.
Everyone watch the credits, yeah.
So, but they still don't know about it.
Oh, they really don't?
Oh, that's
better.
You're going to watch them
on Netflix.
And they're going
to go. And they've told all their friends, you got to watch the Netflix special. And I'm like, I think it's just so funny to. Like them being like, oh my God, we told everyone to watch this that we know, you know?
It's
like,
just a big punking on your parents.
Right.
You have to watch their reaction when they watch it.
I
and then
get
maybe put that in the next
that.
One.
You have to film that. Yeah.
I have to put it on social media somehow. We have extras from the backstage. So this is all to say, we want everyone to go watch it and enjoy it and share it with friends and make it, you know, I just want it to like trend so we can find. You know, like the PBS viewers like you. Like,
yes.
I want people that like this podcast. There's other people that don't even know about this podcast. We can find them through the algorithm. Father algorithm will provide. So just watch it and enjoy it.
And by the way, watch it. It's on coming out on Tuesday. That's what my calendar says, right?
Yes. The 15th.
The 15th, yeah. I invited Rusty. We're going to watch together. On my calendar. It really is full circle because the first time the way we met was that we were putting on comedy shows in 2013, like all over, and you emceed, and that's how we met. And then I remember like when we did a Halloween brunch comedy show, you were like killing it, and I texted you while you were like behind. I'm like, I can't wait for the Netflix special. I remember that. It's just really is so full circle. I'm like so excited.
I am so excited for this joke that was once behind the DST paywall to go international. And I'm going to contribute to the algorithm by rewatching it several times, which I tend to do to things that I love. So,
this is all very much appreciated. And so now this is all to say, my order last night at 12:16 a.m. one bagel and lox, no cream cheese, bacon, egg and cheese breakfast sandwich, and it says show more American cheese.
It needs to be.
One chunky white meat chicken salad wrap.
Ew, that was my order. That sounds terrible.
I mean, that mix, too, is horrific.
Terrible.
Like, it just
were you
shows
planning on saving any of these for today?
Saving?
No.
For today?
No, I'm like a bear who got into your tent. There's no...
You're the bear.
I'm the bear. I tear through it, and it is not a healthy thing.
It's a sequel to the Bear, the show on FX.
It's Jared in your fridge.
Jared.
So this
That'd
is how you're pre-gaming.
Posting.
This is how you're... Oh, you should do that as the post. As
the bear,
you know, an
and me in a takeout bag.
Yeah. We're... okay, so this is how you're preparing for the special to come out. This is with your
because I'm
indulgence.
Anxious about it. Right. I'm like, what's going on is like, I want to enjoy, and the way I enjoy is like drinking and eating. And
I agree. Good times bad times we eat. We drink, we stuff the feelings down, whether they're good feelings, they're bad feelings. We just can't handle them. So we just keep just keep indulging ourselves. Look, I get it. I'm with you in that. There's a reason right. that we were behind that DST paywall together. So,
well, but it's been a fun few weeks leading into it. It's been all good, and you know,
yeah, because there's a preview up too on Netflix. So have people been like messaging you? Oh. Isn't there?
Oh my god.
It said, oh like, God. Add it to your calendar or something.
Oh, they, no. There's a. It literally says the description. I thought you meant there was a video. And I was
no, no. It's like, it's there. It says it's like it's coming.
But there's going to be a video that's going to go up at some point, and I don't know when. And it scared the death out of, like, the shit out of me just now that, like, the video went up and no one messaged me. They're like,
sorry.
Jared, we better not
no tweets. No tweets for 5 minutes. What am I going to do?
Let's be fair. It's 12 in the afternoon on a Thursday. So I don't know if people are, like, refreshing their Netflix at this hour.
I don't think so either. I know I'm living where I'm the main character of everyone's movie, but I just what's been strange to me is the amount of people that have reached out. Like, not strange, but like not in weird ways. Like, just like,
is it like moving to you? You know,
very
like,
moving, very reflective, yeah. very. You know, it brings a little bit of anxiety because you're like, I'm a shit talker. Like, that's what we do. We go on podcasts and we talk shit. So I know, like, I don't know. I just imagine, like, the shit talking that's going, you know, like, oh, him? Who?
It's what? Vulnerable. It's vulnerable.
It's vulnerable.
Because, like, you would talk shit about someone, so you're like, is it really fair for me to assume that no one would talk shit about
right.
about when my special goes?
Right. And it's not even negative shit. I'd just be, like, fodder, you know? Like, you know, yes. I'd just see the special. I'd be like, oh, remember that time Jared peed himself because he was so fucking wasted? And it'd be like, oh, yeah. And it's like, even that getting brought, you know, whatever it is, you know, so.
It's all fodder until it's about you. Then it's right. then it's deeply it's hurtful.
Yeah, then it's traumatizing.
Right. Exactly. Like someone sees the picture of me, they're like, wow, he's gained weight. Like just that oh. type of shit. Like I have Jared. In my head. You know what I mean? Like yes. you go to the worst place in your brain and I go, and every time I go to it, I get so mad at myself. I'm like, Jared. This is having a child. Like, you are birthing something. Like, you should be dancing in the streets. And I try, every day I try to. And then afterwards I go, I hope no one saw me dance in the streets. Like, you know.
Right. Well, that's why we're eating, we're drinking, we're making right. all those feelings of vulnerability disappear right. as soon as we feel them. Intolerable.
In the comfort of our own home. So under the covers.
I will shut up because I feel like I've taken over the At Betches podcast. I want to make sure.
I mean, you just, you know, you are pop culture this week. We're here to talk about pop culture, and you are pop culture this week.
Around the office, we have so many colorful framed art prints and photos. It creates such a fun atmosphere, and it gives our space that unique Betches character. I wanted to frame some stuff at home too, but custom framing can be so difficult and so expensive. So the things I want to display end up collecting dust in a closet. But Framebridge makes it easy and affordable to get your special artwork and memories in frames so you can spice up your space with ease. I love Framebridge. I framed my ketubah for my wedding. The process was unbelievably easy. They send you a canister to send in your artwork. They send you a few different options of ways that they can frame it. You get to pick. They're actually helping me also design the frame that works best with the picture and best for my home. And getting custom frames can be difficult. Framebridge is easy and affordable to custom frame just about anything. You can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a retail store if you need some guidance. You can also upload a digital photo for them to print or mail your item in using their free, secure, prepaid packaging. Then Framebridge custom frames your piece in the studio using the highest quality materials and ships it to your door in days for free. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com. For years, I've been using men's razors because the quality of razors for women is seriously questionable, but disposable men's razors feel like settling. I finally tried the Athena Club razor I've been seeing online, and it was truly the easiest, smoothest shave ever. My old razors, honestly, they would rust up so quickly, and the shave I would get was so dull. My legs would get super dry. It would just be like an uncomfortable razor experience. But this razor is truly worth the hype. If you haven't tried it, you really need to give it a shot. Step up your shaving game now with Athena Club's award-winning razor kit. It's seriously the best on the market, and here's why. First of all, the Athena Club razor kit is an absolute steal at just $10. But don't let the price fool you. This razor packs a serious punch. It comes with a beautifully made ergonomic handle and two super sharp razor heads that deliver an incredibly smooth shave every time. You also get a game-changing magnetic hook in the razor kit for easy storage. This means no sitting your razor on the edge of your tub, no more goopy blades, no more razor falling down your shower floor in the middle of the night. Athena Club's razor glides effortlessly thanks to those five precision-engineered blades. The blades are perfectly spaced out to let your hair pass through with each stroke, and you'll experience less irritation, which is always a win in my book. Are you ready to upgrade your shaving experience? Switch to the best razor on the market and show your skin you care with Athena Club. Head over to athenaclub.com to try their award-winning razor and body products and get 20% off your purchase with code BETCHES at checkout. You can also find Athena Club razors at your local Target store. Trust me, you won't look back. Happy shaving.
What is going on otherwise? Is there anything else but 37 and Single on Netflix August 15th?
No, there's not. There's nothing.
Sammy, you went to Taylor Swift.
Oh, did I go to Taylor Swift?
In LA.
You went to Taylor Swift. I actually, the way you just said it is agreed. I would go, based on your Instagram, I was like, no one went to Taylor Swift as much as you went to Taylor Swift. Like, you were at the nice hotel. You're like, great seats. You're dressed up for it. Like, you did it in the way it should be done, is my opinion.
Thank you. I mean, this is my summer vacation. Like, this is, you know, I didn't go on vacation this summer. I only went to Taylor Swift twice. I'm not saying like, oh, poor me.
I couldn't even go to Positano. I didn't get the picture in front of the mountain. I just want to say, as a comedian touring during Taylor Swift, it is like touring while there is a nor'easter storm tracking the country. Because what you realize, like, I went to Kansas City the week before Taylor, and it's all people are talking like, Taylor's coming, Taylor's coming, Taylor's coming. My friend went to Kansas City the week she was there, like the week after me. Hotels are more expensive. The Ubers are more expensive. There's more people around. There's like family trips. So I was in LA while you were there. Literally, there's a strike going on at my hotel. The workers at the hotel were striking to get Taylor's attention, to fuck with. The only reason they chose that weekend to strike is because Taylor was in town. So it's like, it is interesting to me. She is such a behemoth that my brother went to the show with his fiance. He said it was unbelievable. You know, when my brother goes, I have to go. He's not a Taylor fan. Now it's such an event. It's an American cultural phenomena at this point.
It's not just a concert. It's like if you had a Super Bowl halftime show that lasted for 3.5 hours, toured all over the world, and it was like, it's actually just so much more than anything I've ever seen. Like, it's astounding. There are no words for it. The fact that she can do this.
We give credit to so many things that, like, we like, pump things up so much that, like, everything disappoints. So, like, this is, like, to do 3.5 hours on stage is absolute. We get done with an hour podcast, we go, I got to just go zone out for a second.
Yeah.
Like, my God.
This is in front of a stadium of people. Like, I don't know physically how is she doing this.
That's what I don't understand. And like, she's gotten better. So I saw her in Boston, I guess it was like May. And she has since then gotten so much better at like the speaking in between the songs. Like, she feels more comfortable. She's like, the act is refined. She had just incredible, like, I feel that I can't articulate how incredible it is. And also, my one regret is that because I was so close, I thought of this way too late, but I really wanted to make a sign that said, thank you, Taylor, for saving the economy. Because the Federal Reserve literally wrote in their like beige book, which like analyzes the economy, that the Eras Tour has contributed to like not having a recession. It's actually fucking crazy. Yes. It's been like, I think they're estimating like $4.5 to $5 billion just from this tour that people have been spending.
That is not even like a little surprising. Because again, when I go on the road, now I have to account for Is Taylor around? Is Taylor, is it happening? It is like, and it's funny, I started smiling when you said she's gotten better. It's funny, like, from the perspective, like, people coming to my shows, when they come up to me and they go, you've gotten better, I always take it as a negative thing. Like, I never think of it as, like, compliment. And now I'm going to take it as a compliment. Because the way you just said it, like, you know, that is, it's, it, I could understand that for her, but I couldn't understand it for myself. It is a compliment. Because
well,
you
I think
not
you're just
like,
as good at Taylor. That's Taylor.
Somebody who doesn't really like you wouldn't go see you twice.
Right.
So, yeah. Like, so they're sort of, like, proud at being a fan.
It's not like I thought, like, oh, she could have been better the first time. It's more just like, oh, I noticed that she was more comfortable. And also, you can, like, what you're saying, like, how you have to account for Taylor and, like, where she's going to be. You can also identify, like, who is there for Taylor. Like, you can tell who's in the hotel because they're going to see Taylor. Every single person at the pool, not every single person, but, like, at least five groups of people at the pool at the Beverly Hills Hotel were making friendship bracelets.
I was going to say, she's keeping Michaels in business.
No, right. Aileen, you do not understand. I'm not even kidding. She mentioned the word friendship bracelets in one song, which she doesn't even sing on the tour. She doesn't even sing the song on the tour. And you cannot find a bead kit in all of Los Angeles. The beading section is empty. I literally found things like strewn around the store that I was like, oh, someone must have abandoned this. I got the shittiest. Look at my bracelets.
She's still wearing them.
I'm never taking them off.
It's great.
So, it's like when you go to Iberostar.
Someone could be on vacation. They'd be like, oh, what do you do? It's been a big year. I'm in the bead business.
You literally think. Millennials have killed everything, but Taylor Swift has personally brought back the bead business. If you're in sequins this year, you are making so much fucking money. Cowboy boots, like letter beads with, it's crazy. It's actually insane. Vinyl
I love
makers,
it. Is it across the, like, I did make a TikTok that went, also, social media wise, everything Taylor goes more viral than not Taylor. So like, if you do hashtag Taylor's, like I did a video just about someone told me that someone dressed up as Loki to go to the concert. And I guess because she dated Tom Hiddleston.
Yes.
And I'm like,
but not like for real.
What
that's
do you mean
really funny. They had a PR relationship. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
on
that's
a rock, on a beach.
So can you imagine someone dressing up as like a third tier, not even relationship?
They're dressing up as 14. As Ruth. Jared, that's like if someone dresses up as Ruthie for you.
right. My brother's fiance. Yeah. Like that, my show. Like, yeah, that'd be. Yeah. So it's like, I want to meet like a Taylor Swift hater at this point. Like, I can understand.
To Jordana?
Yeah.
Is she not?
She's not a hater, but she's not a full on supporter.
Well, Taylor Swift can't do with Taylor Swift what we do with dogs. Like, anything that you're not like wildly loving dogs, you become a dog hater. Like if someone was like, hey, what do you think of dogs? You were like, yeah, I think they're good. And they were like, whoa, you hate fucking dogs. Like that's kind of the reaction. Taylor, if someone's like, I think she's good. That's enough of a response for me. I want to meet the people because I used to kind of critique her. One of my best friends loves Taylor so much that he like can't stop thinking about her. Like he has like all these theories and like dissertations.
Does he want to talk to me?
You would never stop talking to him. I don't think you would ever stop talking. Because
I don't understand that.
I mean, here's the thing. Like, I'm a pretty big fan, but I know that I'm not even probably in the top like 10% because of how crazy other people are.
Right.
You give yourself like 90th percentile.
I would. Oh, for sure. There are people like I'm a really big fan.
I would say there's
her.
Even bigger. I'd put you at like 75.
You put 75. Me at 75?
Yeah. There's crazy people out there.
I think I'm probably closer to like 85th. Because I'm...
Two concerts. Two of them puts you into a special category, right?
But only like...
No, that also puts you into the category of like, you
I got
can go.
Right.
Yeah. Like people would... There are people who would go more if... You know what I mean?
More consistent touring.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, I want to go again in Europe. If anyone wants to come.
The European ones, I mean.
So you are having a vacation?
Next year. Oh,
okay.
Next year.
Sorry, budgeted for next year.
Yeah, I'm already budgeting for next year.
But how would someone not like her? Like, that's what I'm wondering. Someone hate on this tour?
You could just not like the sound. Like, it could just not be the type of sound that you enjoy. Like, she has, like, a very particular sound. And I could see that people also don't like her because they find, like, her feminism to be bullshit. Or they find, like, they find her to be calculated. Like, look, people could not like her. But I think that I see, like, a lot of really positives about her, even if you kind of don't like her, but...
You have to appreciate
it. Yes, you have to appreciate it.
You can't, because I do think she's calculated. I mean, she's, like, the mascot for Capital One. Like, the idea that, like, our artists are now bank, you know, pimpers, you know, or whatever, like, is, like, a little weird. Like, it's hard to be an artist and be the face of Capital One. It's like not liking ketchup. Like... You know you're wrong. Like, you can't... Everyone loves... You know, you can't...
I don't know if ketchup's disagree the thing. With the, I think it's more like ice cream.
Okay.
If you don't like you any would know flavor that it's your of problem. Ice cream. If you don't like right. any flavor of ice cream. Any flavor.
I think don't know. It's got to be more specific, I think, because it's
disliking
like...
Disliking ice cream.
Like, hating it.
Yeah.
I think disliking vanilla ice
or
cream.
Or pizza.
Like, pizza's probably
pizza,
better, right?
Pizza. Disliking pizza.
Yeah, because
yeah,
it's
you
not
can
like
you can like sort of say like I get why people like it,
even if you're not like this isn't my favorite.
You're the crazy one if you don't like pizza. Like you go it's a me thing. I don't know. You would have to back off of that. In the I think for Taylor you have to do the same thing. We're like, it's just not for me, but I know it's amazing. You know, like you can't not do that.
I was thinking with Jordana, she used to be a really big Taylor Swift fan, and. I don't know what happened. So she used to be she was a Taylor Swift fan before I was a Taylor Swift fan.
What did Taylor do to her?
I think that maybe there might be some negative associations with some of the songs, perhaps.
Okay.
If I had to guess.
There's, it's her own history with the songs.
This is my guess. And again, I feel bad not having her be here to defend herself, but.
Make it about me. There's certain music I can't listen to because it brings me back to a moment. Everyone's got to have that, right?
I don't know if that's the case for her, but I do think that that is the case for some people, I imagine.
Case for me. I can say for me. It is something. Yeah.
You can't like not appreciate the fact. Like, sure, she's calculated, but like you can't not appreciate
but, like,
the
that's
fact
only
that
a thing for
just,
a woman. That's a
she's
woman.
No, I mean calculated in a good way. Like it's her business, maybe it's not a business acumen, but the fact that her star power is able to kind of just re-release all of her albums.
Right.
Just changing a few words in some songs and just redoing them and everybody's buying them and like making so much money and then going on a huge tour that adds $6 billion to the economy, like just because she just sort of redid stuff that she did and her fans are so, so obsessed with her that they're willing to support this kind of ridiculous thing that she's doing.
It is.
You know what I mean?
It's not really ridiculous. The songs are better. The production is superior and she's releasing new songs. So it's like.
I'm saying it's ridiculous in theory. Like the idea of it is ridiculous. It's obviously not because it's working. That's the thing that I like. You can't not admire. Like that. I was driving and I was Lavender Haze or whatever the fuck came up on the my Sirius XM. And I was just like, this is crazy. That this girl, she fought Scooter Braun, and all these people were like, yeah, fuck Scooter Braun. I'm going for Taylor. She's going to re-release all of these albums, and I'm going to help her by supporting her. And now she's just turned it into this huge thing.
I have a question.
A lot of people were on Scooter Braun's side with that, though. So it's like...
I was on the side of that, like, she made a business deal, and, like, now she's found a loophole to get her money back. Like...
Great. You know, that's what I mean, and it worked.
Right, and it worked. But I was never on the side of like, oh, poor Taylor. Like I didn't like that narrative. Were some people that were like, oh, well, you know, I can't really feel bad for her and a contract that didn't go her way. That's the way contracts kind of go. Like
totally.
The best negotiations are when both sides feel like they didn't get everything they wanted.
That's what I mean by it's ridiculous.
Right.
In theory, that she was able to pull this off. Over and over and over again. Right. Like she's just about to release like 1989 and like it's
October 27th. She announced last night.
How it's just crazy to me.
Do you think it's because, and I'm asking this a little bit for myself because Do you think it's because she writes about breakups that people like feel this very big like connection to her? And I ask this because I don't, do you think this can only happen for music? Because I talk about breakups in the special. And I always look at that bit as like kind of my weakest bit that I wish I had more time to work on. But I'm wondering if I'm going to get like a response from people being like, I know exactly what you're talking about, even though I couldn't say it as well as I'd like to say it. Like, will people give me the benefit of the doubt because it's about a subject that they connect to rather than to talk about something else, you know, from the, you know, I'm wondering what this is pre at releasing because Taylor. Why are people this way for her? You know, and what you're saying is like it is ridiculous. But then she also writes about a thing that everyone, race, religion, socioeconomic background has gone through.
But okay, so I think it started like that, that people really liked that she wrote about breakups. Mm-hmm. But the people who are like diehard Taylor fans know that that's not really like her thing only anymore.
Right.
Like, I don't think it's only about the breakups. I think it's, there's a lot of different pieces to it. She has like, first of all, her lyrics are just, I don't know how someone could write those words like so beautifully and perfectly. It's the sound. The sound is like addictive. She has just like this really, her songs have always been incredibly catchy. Even when like right. I wasn't even like the biggest Taylor Swift fan, I couldn't not say that like her songs were really catchy and like she had like great lyrics and she was able to like do something that was just very remarkable. But I think like, to your point about, oh, I was never on the like the woe is Taylor team either. Like, right. You're fine. You're good. Like, right. It's you're fine. But yeah. Think about like if Katy Perry tried to re-release her albums, like there would be memes about it as a joke, not like right. People are pumped. So it's like this only was able to work because the demand is there. And the demand is very clearly there because people are paying thousands of dollars to watch her do the same show. And right. I don't think it's like the breakups that keep people in. I think it's like the fact that she feels almost like if she wasn't her, she would be a fan of hers, if you know what I mean. Like, she right. doesn't put herself so much above the fandom, almost, in a way that I think people really like.
You know, I think that about, like, the Betches audience, though. Like, when you guys, it's, I guess authenticity is really the, kind of the word that like, could be, you know, I don't think she's, I do think she's calculated, but she's never said that she wasn't calculated. Like, when you go
her
on
songs are about how she's calculated. She right, literally like has a song about that.
But that's the whole thing is like, maybe
is
that's
that anti-hero?
Why people.
Mastermind. Right.
Well, and that's the
anti-hero
whole thing.
Anti-hero too. Like, anti-hero's not about a breakup. All these songs are.
The line about the will. She calculated that.
Yeah.
See, I know.
I mean, that's just like. Like, that is such a fucking amazing line. Like, how does she come up with these fucking
Holly
things?
In the chat said that Billy Joel called her the Beatles of our generation. So.
I think he's right about that. And I fucking love Billy Joel. I love Billy Joel's songs and lyrics. If he did re-records, I'd buy those.
Well, but this is all to the point of, like, authenticity. Like, she knows herself in a 360-degree way. I think that, like, you guys as Betches, like, when I meet Betches fans, it does feel like that you guys, they would have been at the same party, maybe in a different, I always use this analogy of like, when someone asks like, do you know someone? I'm like, we went to the same party, but went in different cars. So yes. Like, I think when I see the people that come to my show or the people that come to, or that are a Betches listener, I think that's like in the Taylor way, everyone looks like that would be at a party with me, maybe if just come in a different car. You know, yes. I think Taylor kind of like goes wide. I'm obviously it's such a huge audience, but like, it does seem like when you said I could see everyone at the hotel, I knew who the Taylor Swift people are. Same party, different car.
And the same thing does go for Betches, to your point. Like, when, let's say, like, someone, like, introduces themselves to me, like, in a coffee shop, and, like, you know, like, oh, I'm a fan of Betches. I always feel like, okay, in a different life, I probably could have been a friend of this person if we were, like, in the same college. Like, it's just a question of, it's not like, oh, like, I am Betches. I'm like, they are the fan. And no, I think that Taylor has that feeling. And I also think just one more thing that I think she's done is that she's cross-genre like no other musician has. Like, she collaborates with, like, not just, like, pop artists, but, like, indie artists. And she's able to do so many different sounds. The way she uses her voice, like, she's not the world's best vocalist. Like, she doesn't have Mariah Carey's vocals or like Christina Aguilera's vocals, but she's able to use her voice. She's learned how to use her voice as like an instrument to make like the sound. So she sings like an instrument. I don't know how to really articulate this, but like it's so much more dynamic than just singing the words. Mm-hmm. And she's just so versatile, and I don't know.
You love her.
I love her. And it's no coincidence that she has led the 2023 BMA nominations with 8 nominations.
Who?
And
women.
This is the summer. I think this is the summer of women's entertainment. And Jared, you fit in. Right. I think you slot in very well, to be honest.
Right. Maybe like, that's a good point. I never thought of it that way. I guess I am part of that conversation. I never thought of it that way.
You are. You like, you know, I know technically, you know, you are a man, a white man, technically.
Yeah.
But you know, there's a reason that, and I don't mean this as any shade, but there's a reason that you don't work with Barstool when like you could have worked with, you know, in theory, but like we vibe together.
Right. They didn't want to work with me. That wasn't due to lack of effort of working with Barstool. Like when you're trying to figure yourself out.
Were we your second choice, Jared?
You weren't the obvious choice. Right. Oh, I'm from there. But even so, like when people would see me, they'd be like, oh, so you probably do like a dude bro Barstool thing. And I was like, I guess, like I my buddies, you know, I get sent the memes in my group chats from that world. And my brother is probably more the age that like they came up, so to speak, like, because my brother always would send me the stuff from Barstool, and I didn't know, I wasn't familiar until I was familiar. But then what's like, it's almost like, again, how it's supposed to happen versus like how you think of it to happen. I did think, I'm like, why wouldn't they like me? I'm a guy and I'm a straight white dude who likes sports. Like I love Tom Brady from Boston. So it's like, and I would, you know, there's a piece of me that always wonders like, man, what, you know, why? You know what I mean? It's like, why did that person not want to date me? And then I work with you guys and I'm like, and I always like reflect on it. And I'm always like, why? It's so easy with you guys. And we have so much fun and go on podcasts. I'm like, and then when we're like literally clipping up the special to like use to promote, I have a joke for literally every account that you guys have. Like I have a Betch's Bride joke. I have a DST joke. I have a UOP joke. I have an at Betch's pop culture joke. I have, you know. And then I go, oh, you know, you can only connect the lines looking or connect the dots looking back. I do have that a lot, again, in those body chill moments that I think about that a lot.
Well, I have a theory for why it worked out here and not there. But I think it's one that I will share off air.
It's because being a batch is a mindset, Jared.
But I also like my buddies and I, we did joke around and talk about things in a Betch's way. Like I you know, I do think like it is a mindset. We definitely, but like even the conversations, like my friend who loves Taylor Swift, like we talk about it in a very dude way. You know, it would sound different than your conversations, but it's funny that we're diving in the same brunch table fodder that you guys would.
Sounds like he would be a Betch's fan.
Over some your mimosas. Yeah.
This person specifically, you guys would get, I think you guys would get.
Listen, we all know that scratchy PJs can make a cranky kid. I want my kids to be comfy when they sleep and are rested in the morning, and that's why I snuggle them up in Little Sleepies. Little Sleepies makes award-winning bamboo PJs that moms rave about. I am said mom. I am obsessed with Little Sleepies. They are so, so, so soft. I just got one that was the Checkmates Zippy for my son Lucas. It's so adorable, and it's limited edition, so everybody go check it out. Little Sleepies Zip Romper Pajamas, aka Zippies, the ones that I got, were designed with thoughtful details like fold over feet, mittens, and a double zipper to make the middle of the night diaper changes easier. Made from the buttery soft custom milled Luna Luxe bamboo viscose, their zip footy pajamas are gentle on sensitive skin and babies with eczema. But what parents rave about the most? How long they fit. And Little Sleepies makes the best baby shower gift. They have inclusive sizing from preemie to adults 3X. There are also nursing and pregnancy-friendly styles available for adults. So try a pair of Little Sleepies today. Fair warning, you'll never go back. You can try Little Sleepies for yourself by visiting littlesleepies.com. Plus, get 15% off your order on littlesleepies.com with code BETCHES. That's littlesleepies.com with promo code BETCHES.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you just need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been in therapy for years, and nothing has transformed my life quite as much as my therapy experience. And one of the things that I love about therapy is that it gives me all the tools I need to figure out how to manage my time, and also figuring out what depletes me, what gives me energy. Sometimes too much socializing depletes me, so I've learned how to manage the amount of time that I'm going out versus staying in, the amount of new people I'm meeting versus making sure I have that me time for myself, and that's definitely a skill that I've honed in therapy. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/betches today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/betches.
Okay, so it is the summer of women's entertainment.
Yeah.
At the VMAs, Artist of the Year and the Album of the Year. This is the first time ever that no male artist has been nominated for Video of the Year or Artist of the Year, ever.
Wow.
That is on top of Barbie hitting $1 billion at the box office.
Great.
And it's just, I mean, this, I'm just loving this summer. I will always look back on summer 2023 as just the pink summer.
Well, also Beyonce's on tour. Apparently her tour is, I feel bad that, you know, it's not getting as much hype as Tay Tay, but
everyone says it's amazing. Well, I think it's just because it's one album tour versus like this giant eras thing. It's just a totally different thing. But I have heard incredible things about Beyonce, and like every video I see is insane.
It's so funny when I see the Beyonce videos. I said this and I just thought it was funny. It looked like I went into a coma and it was just the same people that were at the Taylor concert, like grew up a little bit and had kids and are at the Beyonce concert. Like it just like...
They just like changed their outfit to something a little more mature.
Right. Right. But yeah, that my brother Ruthie, my brother's fiance, went to the Beyonce concert with her sisters and like loved every second of it, you know?
It looks insane. Amazing. Also, I do have to say, because last week we talked about Taylor bonusing all of her whole team. I think she handed out like $55 million in bonuses. Beyonce paid $100,000 last week to keep the DC Metro trains running because her show went late. So that basically like they kept the trains open so that people who went to the show could leave.
Doesn't that annoy you? Like
that Beyonce had to pay it?
Right, like as far as like government things, like if an artist has to do that, don't we have a deficiency here? Like I don't understand. Like that's that's one of those like, you know, like politics things that you go, okay, well, you know, obviously this is something like I can't afford it or the city can't afford. No. You're putting your money in the wrong places. Obviously, right. There's a need to, and businesses will thrive. Like. Don't you go like, what are we doing here when you hear something like that?
Yeah, because think about, okay, not just like, does all of this money that women are spending, especially women and Jared, that are spending this summer, it's not just like the tickets, it's the transportation, it's the meal, it's the McDonald's you get on your way home. You're at the drive-thru. It's the drive-thru you walk through on your way home. Right. It's like the water you get. From, you know, because it's like the extra stuff you're buying that are boosting the economy and it's like helping the city. It's like it should be a good thing. But no, I think you're totally right.
Because there was a shelter in place order because of the bad weather. There was like lightning or something.
And Whitney Heather bad weather?
And 100,000 was only to keep it going for one extra hour. 98 stations just for 1 hour. Isn't that wild?
Couldn't they just like eat the cost?
I was at the train station trying, it was, you know how like July 4th was on a Tuesday?
Yes.
So I guess no one realized that July 5th or July
3rd.
3rd isn't a holiday. You know, like they basically like, there was this gap where like there were people that had to go to work. That's not a holiday. And the trains didn't account that for like people going, well, I'm going to take that day off because I'm going to make that the long weekend. So they were just like, I got to the train station. They just canceled every train. They're like, no, we have no drivers. They're all on vacation. And I was like, you didn't think of this at all. And I'm like, you're canceling.
They didn't.
And it's like,
I guarantee they didn't think of it. No one thought
right.
of anything.
And I go, and then there was like a person there that was near me. They're like, I just went to work this morning and I just want to go home. And I like, when they said it that simply, you're like, I don't know. What do we go march to City Hall? Like, what are we talking about here? Like, I don't know what I it was like the most helpless I've ever seen an American be, you know, on like, it was really crazy.
I mean, I've listened to you and Jordana talk about the holidays, the issues with the holidays on UUP, how you guys, when you get into government, are going to reform the holiday schedule because it's wrong. It's really wrong.
It wrong.
Makes no sense that July 4th has to be on the 4th, especially, like, as you said, it wasn't even signed on that fucking day. So it doesn't matter. It should just be the first Monday in July.
Call it America Day and make it a Sunday and give us Thursday off, Thursday, Friday off, and America weekend. What's more America than that? Than like
working for a minimum wage is more American than a weekend off, Jared.
The fact that Halloween isn't on a Saturday every year, the fact right. that Super Bowl Sunday has to be on a Sunday and not a Saturday is crazy. Like it's just
this is why we need to. This is why we need to get all these octogenarians out of government. Mm-hmm. We need to get the young people, get the 1989 born capable people.
It is interesting that, like, our parents, nobody that age wants to retire. Like, if you
Which
talk
is
to them.
Fucking crazy. Go home.
You talk to them and they go, I just like to work. And you're like, what? Like, and you're like, get out of here. Shoo, old.
I will say, like, yes, you're right. No one that
it's
age.
It's not just
wants
government
to
officials. That's my point. It's like, you know, those old government people, everyone puts it on them, but it's like, yeah, but look around you. Like, your parents are like, yeah, I like to go in once a week. It's like, no, get out of it. Get out of right. there. We need jobs, too. We want to get promotions, you know?
Right. I'm like, I mean, also, like, my dad would not close his business, literally, so literally deathly ill, not to make it morbid, but would not stop. Like, he's like, no. Like, I'm going back. It's like, no, you're not. You're not going right. back to work. It's actually wild. I don't understand. Like, don't they want to go play golf? Don't they want to hang out with their grandchildren?
They think,
my mother doesn't
I think they,
work.
Think
so.
They keeps their brain moving. It
so then do a fucking
alive.
Sudoku. Do yeah. a crossword puzzle.
We need fake offices for that generation. We'll just have fake offices and they can walk around like a hamster. Like, we'll put them in the yeah. fake office. They can get coffee. They can, like, we'll put in, like, you know, they can hit on each other. They can have it like the 50s. Like, we'll, yeah. we'll have like a coffee machine. Yeah. They'll say their bad jokes. And then at
like
5 o'clock.
Room?
Yeah, it'll be like an old person. We'll make it look like 1985. They can go into an office. You can sit at the desk. You can have a little name thing out. It'll be like, hey, Elaine, you know, like, and then, right? Wouldn't that be fun?
I honestly think that's what they need because they're clearly not doing anything about the bad train schedule. They're
right,
clearly
right.
not doing anything about the many problems that JetBlue has. Like, right. you have all these problems that all these
so
still
two
work.
Problems in America.
You have all these problems with the train, right. the metro,
JetBlue,
and
the holidays.
Old people could be solving these problems because they refuse to stop working, and yet they're still working. Very few problems are getting solved.
Just
I agree.
Get out
we
of
should
the
get
way.
Them like. We should get them like a 50s office complex escape room where they get to go to fake work and they can push their papers around.
It's like a
right. And they can like use carbon
no email.
Copies of things.
Right. There'll be no yeah, email. They'll have a show. Desk without a computer. It'll be like the old days. It'll be fun. It'll be like a McDonald's play place. Like you go,
yeah.
you drop them off there.
So fun.
Yeah, exactly. Instead of ball pits, they have...
They
desks.
Have a cafeteria.
Cafeterias.
They have a
trays.
Office cafeteria.
Yeah, I'm just picturing Mad Men, like
right.
the set.
Yeah, put them in the Mad Men set. That's yeah.
It was probably fun to smoke, though, inside.
They can smoke. They can smoke inside.
Go ahead, smoke.
This is your workplace, olds. This is your place. You make the rules.
Ready to redefine your relationship with alcohol? Whether you're trying to cut back or just want to explore a non-alcoholic alternative, Athletic Brewing is a game changer. They offer a variety of different full-flavored brews with no alcohol, allowing you to sip and celebrate anytime and anywhere. Do you like hazy IPAs, sweet, fruity sours? Athletic Brewing has an assortment of non-alcoholic beers in almost any style you can think of. One thing I really like is a great Sunday brunch. And sometimes, you know, you kind of want to have a drink during it. But also it's Sunday and you kind of want to get your life together. That's the perfect occasion to have an Athletic Brew non-alcoholic beer. Athletic brews a variety of great tasting, award-winning non-alcoholic beers, including IPAs, Goldens, extra dark brews, sours, hazies, and more. Many of which are only available online and for a limited time. They offer hassle-free delivery right to your door when you order at athleticbrewing.com. Athletic Brews Bevs you can drink anytime, anywhere, and still go right back to whatever you were doing. It's a great fit for parenting, playing sports, watching sports, doing chores, late nights, and early mornings, so you can imbibe without worry. And when you support Athletic, you support a company that cares. They're a certified B Corp and donate up to $2 million annually to protect and restore outdoor spaces around the globe through the Two for the Trails program. Try Athletic Brewing non-alcoholic beers for yourself. Use code BETCHES to get 15% off your first order at athleticbrewing.com. That's BETCHES. At checkout for 15% off your first order. Near beer. Exclusions and conditions apply. Athletic Brewing Company. Fit for all times. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
So, Jared, are you stalking anybody good this week or in general? Not like a creepy way, like on the internet.
No, I mean, I guess it's creepy because I just didn't realize how attracted to Selena Gomez that I am. Like, if you want to, like, think, if you want to hear how a man looks at social media, like, I guess, like, I can give you a little bit of a window.
Okay.
It's like, I just noticed that her stuff is, like, on my Explore page. And then I don't even follow Selena Gomez. I just was like, and I know she's a talented artist. I know she's a talented actress. She's in a new show with, like, Steve
Meryl
Martin.
Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep. So, okay, great. But I just go, I didn't know she, like, I sound like a Jewish mother. I didn't know she had that body. You know, like, I'm like,
she just posted these last few times of her boobs. Like, she just, I was like, whoa, Selena, like, she posted, like, this really big boob pic where it was, like, nips were about to come out. Like, it was almost nips.
I was told that there, I was told that there was some nippage, and I didn't notice that.
It was nippy.
And it was from another woman, which is so interesting because, like, the things guys notice, I'm just like, ooh, Selena Gomez has big boobs and she's hot. I was like, I didn't realize that I was.
Girls get, like, because if you take a picture in a bathing suit and you're like, oh shit, is my nipple about to come out? Like, can we retake that? Because you know where it starts. Like, right. Like where it sort of starts. But okay, so she posted that on her boat. She seems like she's really feeling herself. Love it for her. Then again, I just recently saw she posted another boob pic. So I think it's really just like, you're just like, oh.
Well, it's funny that I don't even know why. And
I don't
then you're
see
like,
these. Were they on story?
I think no, got taken. Feed. She took it down or something.
Oh.
I do think it's funny that, like, you don't even know why you're doing things. And then you go, oh, yeah, I guess boobs. You know, like, and you go, I guess this is.
Yeah.
You know,
that's why.
I was like, why am I thinking she's so hot lately? And it's like, yeah, she's been putting her boobs out more. And I'm like,
boobs.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's it. I think men are just so simple in that matter. Like, there's not a lot of calculation. There's just, you put
she's
out the cheese, we're going to eat.
Been but, posting a lot more like, I'm feeling myself. So, like, maybe it's, you could be attracted to this, like,
confidence
that she's putting out that right. She normally really doesn't do as much. It's more like, it's more smiley rather than, like, body.
Right. It wasn't like red carpet. It's like svelte, perfect angle. I just like, wasn't there a video of like her on a field yelling at soccer guys that she was like,
yes,
looking for a boyfriend?
Yeah,
and I saw that video.
Funny.
I was like, right. And I was like, she's hot. I don't like, you know, like my, it wasn't even like, I even heard the
too.
Words of the video. I was just like, I don't know. It's just very animalistic of me. Like, just know that if you're just like you on a soccer field having fun, like there is a creepy fucking dude who's like, boobs, you know, like, you know, like, I don't know if that helps anyone with their confidence, but just like living is like hot, you know, like
I think most of the people who are screaming about confidence are like
have the
maybe
biggest
not,
issues
or like, I don't want to generalize, but I think that most people who are that, like Selena Gomez isn't screaming about her confidence right now. She's
That's the point. Right. And I'm like, I'm just like, and for whatever reason, it's just been in my head. And I'm like, you know, you just go, oh, and it's not even, again, here's the other thing. It's not even like she's doing like
anything,
like pictures. Like, it's not even like posing. Like, she's literally like hanging out in a blanket in a field. And I'm like,
photo
I don't
dumping.
Know. Right. Right. So I don't know.
No, but there was one almost nitpick that she
posted. Maybe she'll watch her special. And
I would love someone send it to
her. Like,
now
you have a special that like Taylor Swift could watch.
Right. Oh, that is the weird part. So I have friends who have been reached out to by like celebs and like as far as like them liking their special. And I'm like, if I don't get one fun call, I want one. That's my goal, is one fun call. I just want one.
One goal, one Netflix special.
Well, now the goals change. You know? Okay. So I'm a pig. What can I say? Okay. Yeah, I want one. I had one time that Seinfeld said something to me, and I had my. So I'll tell this.
Oh, Jerry?
Yeah.
I'll tell you.
Oh, I heard this story on one of your podcasts, but I listen to a lot of your shows, so like I don't think other people here have heard it. It's not like you've told it many times.
This is in the vein of pop culture, I guess, is like. I was on stage at Gotham, and also I'm on stage at Gotham, and they're like, you're going to go on stage, and Jerry is coming, and I'm like, who? And they're like, Jerry Seinfeld, and I'm like, oh, and then they're like, he's going to be here within 5 minutes or 15 minutes, and that's a different thing when you tell a comic that, like, because they're going to, and they said to me, they're like, we're going to turn on the light, he doesn't like to wait. Get off within 2 minutes of seeing the light go on. That the light means you have 2 minutes left. So they basically told me the light could come on at any time. That means scram. Jerry's here. Okay, so I'm on stage. And then I look to my right. And sometimes people are so famous. And I'm sure Taylor's this way for you guys. That you recognize just their outline. Like, yeah. I like Seinfeld. I look. I'm on stage. And I look to my right, and I'm like, that's him. Like, no one, that's how famous he is. I recognize his figure.
Nose?
No, I don't know what it was. It was just like, his shadow was Seinfeld, you know?
His aura.
His aura. And I go, oh, but the light wasn't on. So I'm like, I guess they're letting the chef cook, you know? So I'm like, I'll keep going. And when I see him, I can, you know, I have enough material. And I think I have enough stage ability to go right into other types of material. So when I see him, I was like, I want to do my clean stuff because he's a clean comic. I like, and again, I'm not dirty, but he likes a certain clean. So I start doing all my food stuff, and it's on the special. I talk about how I can make any meal healthy after I've eaten it. And he comes up to me. And so again, if you're watching the special, you can see. So then the light goes on, I get off stage, and I had my recorder going in my back pocket as I'm walking off. So I have this recording of him going, love the fat stuff. That's what he said to me. And he goes, the fat stuff.
Aren't
and then
you
he goes,
have you have eating problems?
Right. Well, it gives me something to talk about. You know. So we did 20 in the beginning of this podcast about my eating issues. So, and then he goes, love the fat stuff. He goes, Justin's peanut butter. I never would have. He goes, it was right there the whole time. He was saying it like, it's such
wish
a good.
Wish I thought of that?
Right. A little bit of wish I thought of that. He goes, that's Justin's so peanut butter. So he goes, that's a really, never would have thought, you know? And I'm like, and you know, you're like, thank you, God. You know, like you want to. And I had, and then I took my phone in my pocket. I'm like, oh shit. I wonder if I can hear it. And I could hear it on the recording. And I took the recording and I edited it to just him. And I sent it to my parents, and my parents are like, what is this? Like, immediate don't get it at all. They're like, I can't hear it. What is it? What? You know, what? And I'm like, you guys just, you could ruin a fucking orgasm, you people. You know, like, it's like.
Jared, anytime they're on you about food, just send them, love the fat stuff.
Right.
Just that.
This made it to the special, but. Yeah, so that's my Seinfeld story that complimented, ipso facto, complimented the special.
That's actually the biggest compliment that I think a person could give, which is like, that's so good. I wish I thought of it, because that's how I feel when I see something that's so good funny. That I could have thought of. I'm like, fuck.
Well, that's the thing about relatable comedy. And someone once told me, like, you know, we do relatable stuff. The stuff we put out is... If we say so ourselves. Yes. But we live in the land of relatable, like the memes and the tweets and all that stuff. And your relatable ages very... It'll age quickly because then everyone jumps on the pig pile. You know, so it goes from, wow, that's a cool original thought to, oh my God, everyone's doing an ick video now. So I'm like, you know, the ick bit that's on the special, I think I'm early, but I can already feel that, like, TikTok is like, I get sent every ick TikTok that's ever happened. So,
you know, it's really just a shame when, you know, people repeat the ideas. It's true. I do think the trend cycle has shortened to, like, from being like a week to like 6 minutes now.
Right.
I've noticed. It's like everything has gone from like lasting can being like funny, having staying power for like a few days, a week, a month. Now it's like, everything is tired after 5 minutes.
They're not even embarrassed about being hack anymore. Like, TikTok is just all people saying things that I've been saying for years. Like,
Do you think they know they're hacks, or do you think they think that they thought of it? Like, do you think they think this is an original thought?
Maybe I wasn't the original thought. You know, it makes me doubt myself more than doubt them. You know, especially I talk about the reveal on You Up. And there's someone that literally did a TikTok going, my favorite comedian, Jared Freed, does this thing, The Reveal, and explains my whole, like, thing, and then didn't tag me, says my name, didn't tag me, and then it has, like, a million hits, and everyone in the comments, like, love this. And I'm like, did you just brand it better than I could?
Oh, my God.
I'm mad, and I'm not mad. I'm like, this is just reality. What am I going to do?
Does he say your full name?
It's a woman. She goes, my favorite comedian, Jared Freed, does this thing, The Reveal. And I'm like, okay, but why didn't you tag me? I don't understand.
I'm Wizard of Ha.
Right. I'm the wizard.
Maybe she couldn't find her name.
No, she's messaged me in the past for advice. I've given this person advice. I don't know. It's just very bizarre. Ooh.
Maybe she thought that just mentioning your name was, like, sufficient. She did
in a world where
name,
I make money
so
based on followers. Comment up there.
Yeah. Be like, hi, it's me, Jared. Right.
I think I did. I would tag me. I literally wrote that.
Did she?
No. I went back to the video the other day. That's why I'm bringing it up. Like, yeah. But then you get to the point you go, what are you going to do?
Whatever.
Whatever.
You're like, I have a Netflix special.
Well, we're August excited 15th. To watch your special, you, and I'll be manifesting Selena for you to watch it.
I hope she
or Taylor.
Watches it.
And Jerry.
I'll take Jerry, Taylor.
In the same room watching it together. All they're like hanging out.
Selena and Taylor could actually watch it in the same room. Like, they're besties. I'm very curious. Selena and Taylor.
Oh.
One thing I'm curious about. So Selena and Nicola Peltz-Beckham are friends. Taylor and Selena are friends. What about Taylor and Nicola Peltz-Beckham? That's my question that I leave you all with. Because.
Who cares?
I'm curious. Why? Because
where's the drama?
There's no drama. It's just that Selena is very much like up in that thruple vibe, and she's besties with Taylor. But like, I can never see Taylor hanging out with Nicola Peltz-Beckham. Just a thought. Just a thought.
Okay.
Holly says me neither.
I'm going to chew on this for the rest of the
day. Thank you. Until the special comes out.
Please
That's all I'll be thinking about.
Please do. Just thinking about these things.
I have no one to send to the Caymans, so I think we should just not this week.
Send the DC Metro.
The DC Metro, sure.
The politicians.
Yeah.
And
send them to the Caymans.
That is it for this week's At Betches podcast. Thank you, Jared, for joining us. Everyone, go watch a special on Tuesday on Netflix. You can follow me at Aileen.
Follow me at Sammy.
And I am at Jared Free, but most importantly, I'm on Netflix, 37 and single, Tuesday. Set the reminder. Tell the group chat. Thank you, guys.
All right. Thank you all for joining us on this podcast, whether it's DST, At Betches, You Up, who knows. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe. Let us know what you think. Leave us some nice comments. And we will see you next week on the At Betches podcast when Jordana is done moving.
At Betches is produced by Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales-Pico, Rebecca Sosmakat, and Aliza Zim. Editing by Basilio Perez. Be sure to follow At Betches on Instagram and send us your emails to podcast@betches.com.
Betches.